Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections. We are getting ready for Resurrection Day, and because of that, I think it's important that we give special recognition of what Christ has done and completed for us. With that, I would like to use for our topic of discussion today, Lest I Forget, Lead Me to Calvary. Our scripture comes out of Psalm 103:2 and says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Forget not all of his benefits. And as we approach Easter morning, the greatest benefit he has given us has been salvation. This psalm was written by King David, and it recounted the mercies of God and praise that we are to give for the mercies of God, the greatest of which is included in this psalm. His everlasting mercy, his great mercy, his abounding mercy, all of that is included within this psalm and so appropriate for us as we look into this pre-Easter day. Well, this is Easter day today. The 103rd psalm is a general praise psalm written to magnify the name of God and to boast of his greatness. It's arranged in three parts. The first is a call to praise, the second a cause to praise, and a conclusion with a new exhortation to praise the Lord. In this psalm, readers are told not to forget the benefits of God, especially to, at that time, his covenant people, and we have a new covenant as a result of what Jesus has done for us. These same benefits are ours today in the 21st century. The first is forgiveness of iniquities. Who other than God can forgive sin? Through Christ's sacrifice and atoning blood, not only are our sins forgiven, but our sin nature has been rendered inoperative. Romans 6:14 says, For sin will not have dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. In Hebrews 2:14, it says, Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same thing, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those, including us, who through fear of death were subject to it lifelong. If we fall short, we need only confess, and God faithfully forgives our sins. He then removes remembrance of them to the furthest point in the heavens. Psalm 103:11-12 says, For as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. There is no other God nor religion that offers such forgiveness. We have healing of disease. Disease is the result of sin's entrance into the world. It was not part of God's original plan for his beloved creation. Yes, God, within his providential will, provides physical healing, both on this side and on the other side. Spiritual healing is now available to release us from anger, shame, guilt, and unforgiveness. After his temptation in the wilderness, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit and spoke these words in the synagogue in Luke 4:14-19. Jesus is our healer today. So we have forgiveness of iniquities, healing of disease, and then redemption of life from destruction. In Hebrews, destruction is translated as pit or dungeon, corruption or decay. Before God's intervention through Jesus Christ, we were in a hole. We were destined to die. The sin of one man, Adam, caused death to rule over us. But all who receive God's wonderful, gracious gift of righteousness will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. God will continually save us from the world, Satan, and our old nature. So, in verse 3, we begin with, He forgives us of our iniquities. He heals us of our disease. Nextly, in verse 4, it says, Who redeems us from destruction. I said, that's me. He redeemed me from destruction. In Hebrew, we said that that meant a pit. And so that is what he did for us. He saved us and got rid of the old nature. He is our preserver. So he redeemed us from destruction, and he then crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. God's loving kindness and tender mercies are evidence from Genesis to Revelation as he provides and protects his covenant people. Through our confession of faith in Christ, loving kindness was extended to us as Abraham's seed and heirs to the promise. The literal translation of tender mercies is tender and compassion. It expresses love of a superior for an inferior, and God is definitely superior. This love is seen in the deep feeling that moved the superior God to help. While we were without strength, he saved us. Christ died for us on the cross. So we say he forgives us our iniquity. He heals all our diseases. He redeems us from the pit, our destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. And finally, who satisfies our mouth with good things. Good things. The NIV rendering of this verse is, he satisfies your desire with what is good for you. When we are obedient to God, we are in the center of his will. He will give us what is best for our lives, even when we don't see it. The result is renewed hope and trust and the ability to continue to walk in faith. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. That's Psalm 84, 11 and 12. Regardless of our schedule and priorities this Easter, let us not forget our benefits, the benefits that God has provided. Regardless of what we think is important now, let us give all the praise and the glory to God, and let us give our time to Jesus who has sacrificed, lest we forget. Lead us, O Lord, to Calvary. There is a song that I'd like to share the lyrics with, and I invite you to go to YouTube and find a version that fits your particular genre. It's called Lead Me to Calvary. It was written by Jenny Hussey in 1921. And the chorus is this, Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget your agony, lest I forget your love for me, lead me to Calvary. Lead me to Calvary. We do not want to forget all that God has done for us. King of our life, we crown him now. Thine shall the glory be, lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow. Lead me to Calvary. Show me the tomb where you were laid, tenderly mourned and wept. Angels in robes of light arrayed, guard thee while you slept. Let me, like Mary, through the gloom, come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb. Lead me to Calvary. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my crown for thee, even thy cup of grief to share. Thou hast borne all for me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thine love for me, lead me to Calvary. And if you, on this Easter 2022, would like to thank God for all of his benefits, if you would like to have a personal relationship with him, if you're tired of struggling and striving, if you're tired of unforgiveness and grief and all that comes with living in 21st century, if you're looking for a place to get rid of your anger, your shame, your guilt, then join Jesus as he invites you to come to the cross and leave your burdens there and accept a personal relationship with him. It's easy. Just go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation tab and allow him to come into your life this Easter. Let this be a special Easter for you. That's it for today. We invite you to join us on next week. Share this podcast with friends and family, especially if they're unable to go into a service this Easter. Let this be their Easter message. Lest we forget Gethsemane. All right, have a blessed day, and we'll see you next week on Morning Reflections. Bye-bye.